Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those details that can totally level up a drum and bass track. The Warehouse Jungle Snare Snap. This is not just about making a snare hit harder. It's about making the snare do a job in the arrangement. In Warehouse Style DNB, the snare is a timing anchor, a groove carrier, and a tension tool. It can make a loop feel like a finished record, and it can make the drop feel bigger without adding a bunch of extra notes. We're working in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for something dark, punchy, gritty, and controlled. Think jungle energy, roller discipline, and that heavy warehouse pressure. The goal is a snare that cuts through the mix, survives loud sub, and still feels musical when the track is mastered loud. So let's start from the top. Open a new set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a solid middle ground for jungle, rollers, and darker DNB. Before you touch sound design, decide what role your snare is playing. That matters more than people think. If this is a roller, the snare probably lives on 2 and 4, with maybe a few ghost notes before phrase changes. If it's more jungle, the snare may behave like part of a break chop, reinforcing the backbeat and filling gaps in the break. If it's a darker warehouse tune, the snare might hit like a heavy accent that helps mark the drop and push bass movement forward. That's the first big mindset shift here. Don't build a snare in a vacuum. Build it for the arrangement. Now create a drum rack and load a strong dry snare sample into one pad. You want a sample with a solid body, some transient, and enough character that it doesn't need to be overworked. Something with weight around 180 to 250 Hz is a good starting point. On that first layer, keep things simple. Add saturator with about 2 to 5 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. Then add EQ8, high pass gently around 90 to 120 Hz, so you're not cluttering the subspace. If it sounds boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 300 to 500 Hz. And if the body needs more definition, a small boost around 2.5 to 5 kHz can help. The point of this layer is to give the snare a center of gravity. In DNB, the snare has to survive a huge low end and a busy rhythm section, so it can't be thin. Next, add a transient snap layer. This could be another snare, a rimshot, a clap, or even a tiny slice of a break with a sharp attack. You want this layer to bring crack and stick definition. If you're using simpler, set it to one-shot mode. If it's a short hit, you can turn warp off. Make the envelope very short, with no sustain. If the top end is too fizzy or wide, use auto filter to tame it. You can also add drum bus and push transients up a bit, maybe somewhere between 10 and 25, with a little drive if needed, but keep it controlled. This layer should not overpower the core snare. It's there to give the front edge that whip, that snap, that little bit of attitude that helps the hit read on smaller speakers and in dense drops. And that makes sense in DNB, because the kick and sub are usually carrying the weight. The snare needs to be fast and clear, not just huge. Now for the third layer, the warehouse tail. This is where you give the snare some grit and space without making it sound like a clap or a reverb wash. You can use a short burst of noise from operator, a tiny slice from a break, or a filtered noise sample from your own library. If you use operator, set the oscillator to noise. Shape the amp envelope with an instant attack, a decay somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds, and no sustain. Then filter it so the tail isn't too bright or too broad. A light saturator or pedal can add some grime. This tail should feel like texture, not like a separate sound. It's the layer that makes the snare feel like it's bouncing off concrete walls in a warehouse instead of sitting politely in a clean mix. Once the three layers are working, group them into a snare bus. This is where the overall glue and tone happen. Don't overprocess every layer individually if you can avoid it. Keep the individual parts focused, then shape the whole thing together. A simple bus chain works really well here. Start with EQ8 and remove any low rumble below 80 to 100 Hz. If there's harshness, you can tame some of the 6 to 8 kHz area. Then add glue compressor with a medium attack, a short release or auto release, and a 2 to 1 ratio. You only want about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. After that, add drum bus for a little drive and density. Keep boom subtle, if you use it at all. You can also add utility at the end to trim the level and protect headroom. This is important. Don't crush the snare bus. In a drum and bass track, punch often comes from transient contrast. If you flatten it too much, the limiter on the master has to work harder, and you lose impact. We want controlled density, not smashed pressure. Now let's program the rhythm. Start with the classic backbeat on 2 and 4. Then add movement. A couple of ghost notes before phrase changes can make the groove feel alive. A pickup right before the drop re-entry can create real lift. For jungle or breakbeat energy, Try adding a small accent on the of one or just before two. Play with velocities too. Main hits can live around 100 to 127, ghost notes around 25 to 70, and transitional accents around 80 to 110. Those differences matter. They create push and pull, and that's a huge part of what makes DNB feel human even when it's locked to a grid. If you want, turn on the groove pool and test a light swing preset. Don't overdo it. Just enough to keep the snare moving, not sloppy. The snare should still land with authority. Here's a really useful intermediate move. Resample the layered snare to audio. Freeze it or bounce it, then edit the waveform directly. This gives you more control and locks in the transient shape. In the audio view, trim the start so the transient begins right away. If the tail rings too long, fade it out. If you need timing correction, warp only when necessary. You can also duplicate the best hit into different sections of the arrangement, or make an A version and a B version with different tone. That's especially useful in DNB, because you often need a clean main snare, a dirtier pre-drop snare, and a shorter fill snare. Now let's arrange it. For the first 8 bars, you can start with filtered snare ghosts and tension building automation. No full backbeat yet if you want the drop to feel like it's arriving. Then in bars 9 to 16, bring in the full snare on 2 and 4. At bar 16, add a fill or a reverse style pickup into the next phrase. In the next 8 bars, maybe switch one snare hit to a more distorted version or add a break layer accent. Then after another phrase, mute one ghost note so the following hit feels bigger. That's the real lesson here. Arrangement contrast matters just as much as sound design. Sometimes the biggest improvement is not changing the snare tone, but changing where and when it appears. You can automate a few things to keep the snare evolving. Try opening the auto filter cutoff on the noise tail, or add a little more drum bus drive in later phrases. Even a small move from 8% to 12% can make the track feel like it's heating up. You can also automate utility gain on a fill so it pops forward just a bit before a transition. Now check the snare against the bass and sub. This is where the mastering mindset starts early. Put the track in mono using utility and listen carefully. Does the snare still read? Does it fight the sub? Do any wide top layers disappear? If the snare is clashing with the bass resonance, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep the sub mono and centered. If the noisy layers are too wide, narrow them a little with utility. And if the master limiter is shaving off the transient too hard, lower the snare group by 1 to 2 dB. Also, don't judge the snare only at full volume. Turn the monitoring down and listen again. If the snare still cuts at a lower level, the body and transient balance is probably solid. That's a great sign. Here's a teacher-style tip that saves a lot of time. Keep one version of the snare intentionally boring. Seriously, build a stable, dependable main snare that works every time. Then save the more dramatic processing for fills, breakdowns, or later phrases. That way, the track has a reliable center, and you still get excitement where it counts. If you want to push the design further, you can get a little more advanced. You could set up velocity-linked layer switching in an instrument rack, so softer hits trigger a drier, narrower layer, while stronger hits bring in the full snap. You could also build a separate ghost note lane that's darker and quieter, just for momentum. Another great trick is using different tails for different sections, or adding a tiny micro delay to one transient layer for a subtle flam effect. And don't forget the simple stuff. A tiny room reverb, filtered heavily, can make the snare feel like it belongs in a real space. A parallel crunch send can add dirt without destroying the core hit. A filtered click underneath can help it cut on smaller systems. All of these little details stack up. For practice, build 3 versions: a clean body snare, a sharp transient snare, and a noisy texture snare. Group them, shape them with EQ8, glue compressor, and drum bus, then program an 8-bar clip at 172 BPM. Keep bars 1 to 4 standard, and add a ghost note and a fill in bars 5 to 8. Then duplicate the clip and make one darker version and one heavier version. Mount the best 4 bars to audio and listen in mono. That's a fast way to figure out which version actually feels like a warehouse drop. So let's wrap it up. Build the snare in layers, body, transient, and texture. Keep the core hit punchy, centered, and short enough for DNB pacing. Use Ableton stock tools to shape it. Arrange variation across 8 and 16 bar phrases so the track evolves. Check mono, headroom, and bass interaction before you call it done. And remember, in darker DNB, the best snare is not just loud, it's controlled, gritty, and structurally musical. That's the workflow. Build the hit, shape the snap, then arrange it like it matters, because in warehouse DNB, it absolutely does.